Elihu, you are now on the deck of a pirate ship, having one of the strangest and I imagine most terrifying nights of your existence. For the sake of the narrative, I'm going to say that we have finally timed out of seeming.
Yes. Seeming it lasts for 8 hours.
Yeah. For narrative purposes, we're going to say that we have passed the 8 hours. And you are on the Scorned and Scant, sailing away from Riverheart. The flames of the warehouse you just fought for your life in, lighting up the pitch dark night sky. It's quiet, all things considered, once you get out of the port into the open ocean. Nobody on deck is saying too much. But as you look around, you see some familiar faces. I don't know that you would have necessarily had any classes with any of them, but it was hard to be at the Fayforge Academy and not know who this group of students was. You see Kaz, this dwarven bard, Blossom, this tiefling known for baking and kind of being the odd kid on campus, a little spooky.
Woo.
Ariadne, this almost warrior who went from being a student to part of the faculty really faster than anyone else has. An older black man, well, not older black man, a black man who's now older than he would have looked like, that looks like Besky.
Hey, what up, little bro?
And Rain, this fairy, though their hair is completely different colors than probably last you saw. You've just been told that the Fayforge Academy is essentially no more, that it has been taken over by Malvaris, one of the Ascended, the god of undeath, scattering the survivors sort of around the world, which has given you one answer as to why you have not gotten any correspondence from the school in at least a year. And with all that, the waves kind of lapping gently against the ship, where is Elihu's head? What is going on? What are you doing kind of on the deck of this ship?
I think he's probably laying on the deck, arms spread out to his sides, just like spread eagle almost, just looking up at the stars and the sky, and just trying to have a composed existential crisis right now. Trying to figure out where his place is at now that school's no longer there. What he's going to do, kind of beside himself that he's around the Phage 4 or 5. And is kind of beating himself up, thinking, you know, as every teenager would, like, if he was there helping out, like, he could have prevented this. So I think he has a little bit of guilt having participating in this study abroad program. If he was there at the academy, he probably could have helped turn things around. And I think after a bit, he stands up. Is anyone like around him? Anyone out?
I think for the sake of kind of what has happened, I think everybody's still sort of on the deck. Well, why don't each of you give me paint a little picture so we can all kind of have the same picture of what everyone's doing on
oh,
deck.
No, we dropped that bomb on him and then we all left to go to town.
Sounds about right.
Good night. We're going to go to the bar. So
just there, just fetal position in the corner. In a crow's nest, just rocking back and forth.
New guy seems all right.
Baking consolation cookies that are like just normal cookies, but in icing on the top it says, "I'm sorry for ruining your educational experience."
Ouch.
It's a big cookie.
That's a big,
they are big cookies.
It's a cookie cake. It's a big ass cookie cake.
It's cookies the size of my guilt. So they're really large.
Wow. I think he walks up to you all, and he goes... He just lets out a big sigh before starting a conversation, and is like, so... I mean, you five are, like, the ones that fix everything. I mean, I don't know what to do, and you've all been through so much. How'd you get past it? How'd you move forward?
Well, that's assuming we have.
Yeah, Kaz looks a little bit, like, kind of, like, impressed. He's like, oh, is that what they say about us, that we fix things? That's actually kind of... It's good to hear, actually. I didn't think that was what our reputation was.
I don't think I've ever been accused of fixing anything. Yeah, that's wildly incorrect, yeah.
I think we've just had more problems, so we never maybe have dealt with it. We've just kept trying to fix problem after problem, if that makes sense.
Oh. He, like, starts to... put his head down and look down his feet, and it's like, it's just, when I was over here, like, I thought, you know, I was contributing to the academy, you know, promoting the school and making everyone proud back there, but it's just...
Oh, you were, just,
Literally at the same time, Ray's like, yeah, no, you weren't, yeah, that's not how...
I think he looks back at Adelaide and Rain, and his head's just, it's like a tennis match between, like, both their words.
Listen, Alejo, listen. This is great. We have a problem in front of us, right? We made a problem.
Yeah.
We're fixing a problem. This is how it usually goes. There is a problem, we fix a problem, there's another problem. And so, I mean, I guess you can just do what we're doing. There's a problem in front of us. You don't have to think about the Fayforge Academy. And
that's true.
And we could fix this problem, which, like, if school cuts back on, I'm sure they'll review your degree, and maybe they'll give you some credits for it or something.
I mean, I feel like I read in the contract that if something like this happens, they just give you,
yeah,
you know, a 4.0 for the year.
I think I should just get my degree if school comes back up, because, I mean, that was a lot back there. I mean...
And I'm sure you will. Probably. When it comes back, which it will.
I'm just here just doing this internship and helping someone combine Faeron with Aethron to do, like, a magical metal that was found in Enderfall, and, you know, these two materials.
You're saying a lot of school stuff right now, and I don't really know. It's
no.
It's over.
Now,
you're free.
Does that make
important. Sense to any of us?
You're free.
The people that paid attention in school, to clarify.
I'll say that Kaz probably has, like, because Kaz did a lot of materials work as part of, like, building instruments. So as soon as you start talking about, like, forging new materials and, like, forging, like, new composites, like, Kaz is interested, but he also kind of respects that. Maybe you just need to talk it out for a second.
I will say, Kaz and Ariadne, you're going to have a little bit of an extra connection to this. So Aetherion is a metal that is very similar to Fey Iron. It is has some innate magical properties. So it was highly sought after in this world where most people couldn't use magic, but could make magical things. Aetherion is found exclusively in Enderfall, which is the continent where Ariadne landed.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the Keone people are kind of specialized in working with it, though most of their art, or most of what they did with it was sort of like art related, using it to, in a lot of ways, like... create beautiful illusions or a lot of light magic channeling through it. Fey Iron, Kaz, you are the most familiar with. That's what's here in Kaerin, and is Kaerin's chief export. And that is the metal that is used by Nayreen to create airships.
Mm-hmm. So you've got So you're working on a project with new Phaon composites?
Yeah, Mr. Fisher, Arden, was trying to do some work off some ancient and incomplete research material, research items from the time of lore, and wanted to create something called the Aether Blade. He just kept on talking about it.
That sounds familiar.
Aether Blade.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
He said that it was something that could completely sever one's ties to the Aether magic and all magic that flows through Vastria.
Why would... Wait, which professor was this?
I mean, it wasn't the professor. It was Arden. It was part of my internship.
Arden was working on this.
Yeah, the meddlers just killed.
Oh, well, it makes sense if Headmaster Witherspoon, what was her name? The crazy one. I mean, if she set that up, it makes a lot of sense, you know, thinking about it. So.
Did Arden say what he wanted to use it for?
Not really. I mean...
Give me an insight check,
Alekio. This is the Earth Genasi, right? Arden Fisher?
Correct.
And then was he the head of Stonecutters or the Metallurgists?
Metallurgists.
Oh, okay.
That's a 10.
10.
So you don't have a specific answer or knowledge of why he was so interested in this. But there are two things that you have kind of two character traits that you have come to know about Arden Fisher. One is increasing paranoia.
Hmm. Yep.
And then the other is he's sort of a boundary pusher as far as like likes to experiment, likes to create new things, likes to push metalwork as far as possible. So it's almost like that hyper-focused researcher combined with paranoia are the two, his two biggest traits, character traits, I guess you can say.
Swell guy.
Yeah, he sounds stable. Yeah. The more I'm saying it out loud.
He's really worried. I mean, even when we were walking to this meeting just now, like, he was always looking over his shoulder, and he seemed really to kind of, almost if someone said he couldn't do something, he was out to prove them wrong. Like, he just really wanted to see how far he could go with something.
Try to spend more time getting to know him. Sounds like a driven crafter.
I mean, I learned a lot.
I mean, he was right to be nervous. I mean, Ty Sauvaire was planning on summoning some kind of beast of chaos to assassinate him, so, I mean, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah, I guess so, but, I mean, I was just the intern. I didn't really get to see too much, but I don't know. I mean, it seemed kind of important to him. It seemed really important to him.
How far did you get? I mean, how close were you to actually creating this composite material?
I don't think we really got too far, because... I mean... These things have kind of been lost or hidden, but... He kind of had a theory based on the blade's work. But he couldn't create it. It was just almost way too powerful. Theories, really.
I mean, would you take us to his workshop?
I don't see why not. I mean, might be able to find something there. Yeah, definitely. We could do that. I mean, now? As he looks, you know, at the town of Riverheart, all ablaze.
just in fire. Everything's on fire.
So are we, good question, are we like on the boat? Or
yeah, you're on the Scorted Scant. You've left. So you basically can see the glow of the flames from where you were, but you've left the port.
Oh, that's right. We pushed off of.
Yeah, you were very much like we need to get out of here.
That's what I thought
immediately
well,
before.
Maybe not right now, but in a day or two or seven, you know, when things cool off.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. I mean, Arden still has my Conclave the Arcane cards, which I hope they're okay. And you see him just like kind of stare off a bit and just like is a mild panic.
My magic takes cards. Over.
No.
I had a whole white deck kitted out.
That'll be fine.
So as you're all just helping Lihio and asking some questions and figuring this out, Captain Odira kind of walks towards your group. Says, "So, I do think we need to talk further about what your next steps are, what my next steps are. And, because you mentioned wanting us to part ways, which I have to be upfront with you, I'm not really thrilled with that idea."
"Oh, because you'll miss us too much."
"You like us?"
"She likes us. She really likes us."
I'm just going to give her boot. I'm standing on the deck with everybody else. I'm going to give her an affectionate pat on the top of her boot.
I think Alehia's going to do the big cat eyes, like the little sad cat eyes.
She doesn't respond to that.
To
our motherless behavior. Yeah.
That's a parrot right there.
I just think that it is going to be harder and harder to find allies for both of us. I know that Kaz's family knows my ship. They know you are connected to me. I'm sure they already knew I was in the harbor. It would shock me if they couldn't put the pieces together that we are working together, which means, kind of point to Kaz, you know how vast your family's networks are.
I mean, one of their smartest people did just think that he could control a slot by asking it to do something. So
no, that wasn't one of my family members. That's someone that my family hired to take a fall. They gave him an unstable artifact to control something, bring it into this world. I mean...
Oh, okay, so they definitely know. Yeah, they definitely know.
Yeah, no, they definitely... They know probably what we've got. If that's... Well, they might not know that we've still got the gem. But still, you're right.
I mean, if they're dealing with that sort of, like, magic, though, they might be able to just track the gem. They might be able to find it.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Good point. Kaz is like, yeah... Slow realization.
Do we have it in a magic in the bag of holding?
It's in a lockbox in Adi's cabin.
We put it in a box. It's got a really good lock on it.
Would Arden like, have anything like on at the?
I would say probably
his place of business. That might.
I would say probably. Yeah.
But Alehio. Shyly, sheepishly, steps forward in front of the group and says, "I think Mr. Fisher might have something there that might be able to block signal or communication or having someone track that gem. And if we happen to go get it, we could try and look for stuff I was talking about earlier, so..."
"Does he have it for free?"
"If we're talking about taking stuff that I was working on, my the old research material, I mean, I kind of think we're just stealing the IP at that point. So what's another thing to take? And if we're going to take one thing, we might as well take something else."
Oh,
you're going to fit in really well here.
Yeah, that tracks to me.
I mean, this is all for the sake of the world, right? I mean, so they can't do anything. You just say, hey, I'm trying to save the world. They're gonna do.
You'd be surprised how often that doesn't actually work.
Oh.
It's really hard to get stuff for free.
I might have some trouble in this new world.
Unless you steal it, like we did. This is like the ship we stole, right? The flying ship?
The flying ship is still in Nairine.
Okay.
But we did steal that ship, yeah.
No, we didn't, no.
Yeah, I mean...
We that just, was actually like, pretty easy, all things considered.
We like to help people realize that generosity, chosen or forced upon, is sometimes better. Is sort of at least how I live my life.
Yeah, we're the good guys, for sure.
So if that's the only... The other option, we could just have Tyso hold on to it, and maybe we could put him at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, do we still have him?
Yeah,
the zombie.
He's literally
zombie's
standing
just like,
right behind me.
Oh. Yeah, is he?
Oh, okay. Well,
You know, technically we wouldn't have, you know, that's the end result that they desired, that he had it in his possession.
I mean, that really is the Black Iron way, I'm not going to lie. That's actually, Kaz looks at Rain and is like, and oh, you know, in another world, I'd be really excited to introduce you to my family, because I think you'd fit in really well, which is, you know, that feels good.
Well, I think that's not as dark as maybe it sounds, because...
Well, he's a terrible swimmer, but he doesn't need to breathe.
He doesn't need to breathe, and also, I don't think that this version of Tyso has a soul. I think this is just sort of like a shell of a thing that moves.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. With Tyso here with us now, if my family wanted to bring him back to life, it would be significantly, and he looks at the zombie, more difficult. He's, with his body here, means that's not going to be a problem.
So that would also be true at the bottom of the ocean, no?
Yeah, but they have to go get him.
Yeah, no. I'm really... The more I think about this plan, the more I like it.
Tyso, would you like to go to the bottom of the ocean? I think he said yes.
I think that's consent.
No, that's not consent.
That's not... No, I don't want to paint that picture, but he'll be fine.
So we're going to put that gem in its hands and...
And put him at the bottom of the ocean. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best thing for it. I don't think we want to have that anywhere near us. For more than one reason.
We could also just break it.
Poof.
Because if you break it before summoning, then probably it doesn't work.
I don't even know what breaking it would even mean.
I don't really either. I'm just saying things.
I mean, I can hide it with a spell on the boat somewhere. Non-detection. It'll work. It just... They can't find it with magic. They can't see it.
Yeah, but non-detection is something that we're going to have to use over and over again, and it's not cheap.
That's true.
Well, is there any reason that we'd want to keep it?
I don't think so.
I mean, other than just not letting them have it.
I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. If you kept it and it came... This creature came back, would it be better that you had it or no?
I think that's right. If we keep it in the bag of holding, it wouldn't show up in someone who's trying to find it, right?
I think that's what they said in class before.
I don't think you guys have a bag of holding.
Do we have a bag of holding?
I don't think you have a bag of holding.
Oh, damn. Look at us.
Yeah, we're just out here just carrying things around.
We're just out here putting stuff in our pockets like...
Alright, maybe we do leave this in the bottom of the ocean. Because, Kaz, I mean, you can technically... We have to find it again. You could... You know what the crystal looks like, so, right? You can teleport to it.
That's true.
Wait. You're going to teleport to the bottom of the ocean?
I mean, if we need to, but that's... I don't think... If we need it.
I'm not well-versed in oceans, but wouldn't that kill you?
No, I don't think so.
We'd find magic to make sure that we didn't die if we teleported to...
I can hold my breath for a pretty long time. I mean, I just teleport, grab the gem, teleport back, it's fine. I see no problem.
But isn't it, like, really heavy down there, and it makes you... It squishes you because there's so much water...
What?
And the pressure.
What if you were a T-Rex? Can they breathe underwater?
Oh, yes, there you go.
Or you could, yeah.
Yeah, I could be all kinds of things.
Tiny
That's
arms.
A nice one.
Yeah, I could turn into a fish.
Yeah. But then you wouldn't have hands.
I guess that's somebody else's. That's some future our problem.
This is a tomorrow cause problem. I'm fine with that.
So
I think.
Save it or toss it?
I vote Tyso, which is giving it to him and having him rest at the bottom of the ocean. The more I think about that plan, the more I really like it.
I'll go get the gem if there's no objections.
Are we sure nobody lives at the bottom of the ocean?
No.
We haven't?
No.
Okay.
That's all. we're not sure of anything anymore. I didn't consider that.
What if?
It's just that we've never been there. And if people live in hell and other places, then the ocean doesn't seem that far-fetched.
That tracks.
You can tell him to try and find
Can we have this called... Wait, where is the gem?
Can we just...
She just went to go get it.
Oh, okay.
We could just have him hide in a unoccupied cave.
Yeah, that seems very easy. I like that.
What if it wasn't part of this realm, though? What if we just sent it to another realm with Tyso?
Can we do that?
I mean, realm.
What about hell? Besky, do you know how to get back? Send it to hell.
I think that's too close to giving someone the gem and the means of using...
And you will not like his aunts. You will not like them.
Then maybe we just break it. Because if we break it, then no one can have it no matter where they are.
Are
Slods from the Abyss? I forget where they're from again.
They're technically from the Realm of Chaos. What?
I think it's as far as we got.
Y'all wouldn't really know, except that there is a very clear... connection between that Slod and the Void Mother.
Oh.
Because remember, she was like, when y'all are having the conversation with the rabbit foot version of the Void Mommy.
That's right.
She was like, no, I'll help you get it. I'll bring it to you.
But the Slod, the Void Mother is from the Abyss, right?
We
think,
as far as you know.
It's the strongest correlation that we
allegedly.
Think.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I think. Allegedly. Yeah, I think sending the Slod gem to the hells is bad because, like, the abyssal plane and infernal planar, they're like this. They're homies. They're not homies, but they live right next to each other, generally.
If we destroy the gem, does that free the Slod?
I think it's just to control any Slod around you. I don't think it's tied to a specific Slod.
Any of y'all want to roll an Arcana check?
I think it's time for you. What happens if we destroy this Slod Arcana? Let's destroy this Slod.
I'll roll as well.
Natural 20! Nice.
Same.
Wow.
Let's 33, go. Baby. We're so smart.
Oh my god.
Let's go. 27.
Okay. Besky and Ariadne. The two of you kind of, as you start talking, you know when you and someone else who has a similar knowledge base, like, you start, like, reminding each other of different things,
mm-hmm.
and it sort of avalanches into this, like, really excited conversation. That's how I picture this going. Mm-hmm. But the ultimate piece of information that is important to know is a Slod gem is tied to an individual specific Slod.
Okay.
With my 15 Arcana, I'm just going to agree with everything they say, but, like, the second after they say it. Just going to say that.
With my 7, I turned over to Blossom, like, look at these nerds.
I didn't even roll.
I'm literally getting Tyso ready for his underwater adventure. I don't know.
putting Tyso in a swimsuit.
Yep. Making sure he has his goggles.
Do you need a snack?
He is a skeleton now, reminder, because I did decompose him.
To disguise him.
That's even better.
I forgot.
Then his little skelly snake body will go through the sand easier on the bottom of the ocean.
You can put the stone in his ribs.
And no creatures will see a snack floating down to the bottom of the ocean.
It's fine. It's fine.
He's just bones.
So Adi comes back with the gem in a bag and hands it to you, Rain. It's like, I think it's your job with your buddy there.
So wait, are we breaking it then? Did we say that might be a better idea?
I've just on the off chance that the off chance on the likely chance that my family is scrying on this gem, and scrying does have a limited distance. I don't want them hearing any of the things that we're saying. So I think I will cast non-detection on this slot control gem.
Okay.
Nice.
It only lasts for like 8 hours, but that's long enough for them to not know what we're talking about. Now, when I say I cast this, I'm going to ask real quick, does anybody have any diamond dust? Because I'm broke.
That's a good question.
So you need like 7 gold pieces.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you the gold pieces for this.
Sounds good. All right. I now have 4 silver pieces to my name and casting the spell.
Okay. I was 100% toying with the idea of having someone whisper in your ear. I don't think that's a good idea, Kaz.
Oh. Wow, Steven, after playing with D&D with you for a few years.
And now he has in action, you know, we solve one problem and another problem pops up. You know, this is just how it goes with us.
That's why, you know.
It's always something new.
I wasn't going to use that third level spell slot anyhow. It's worth it.
It's fine.
Okay, so you're dumping it over the side?
But are we going to destroy it or just dump it?
So yeah, with that amazing Arcana check, what would happen if we destroyed the gem?
So essentially that slod, if someone was to summon it, would be uncontrollable. Would be moving to its own whims until someone made a new control gem connected to it.
I mean, but what are the chances that they would just summon the same slot, you know? Like, it feels like it's like a spin the wheel type of situation.
I'll also give you this with your double nat 20s. You can summon them by name.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's nice.
We found your name, did we?
Mm-mm.
Steve. Is there a way we can learn the creature's name from this gem? I mean, just while we're on the topic.
Oh, good question.
That is something I hadn't considered, but that would... makes sense to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I
see the smile on my
face. You give it a little shake like an 8-ball, you know?
What's your name? Fuck you.
Who is your dad? Man.
Ask again later.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess with... Because you had cast Identify on it. And... I imagine then... Because this is just one of those situations where... As the DM, I hadn't thought all the way through that. I imagine you would have its name, which is definitely in my notes somewhere.
Can it be Croakspawn?
I have an idea I feel really guilty about.
What's that?
I mean, what if we destroyed the crystal and fixed it, you know, like mending or something, but it still's not going to work because it's already broken... And then give them the crystal. How would they know?
Oh, and then they'd summon the slod, but then they couldn't control it, and so the slod would probably kill them?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
maybe.
And then we'd have to banish it again, ?
But we know we can.
I mean, they would have to figure out how to banish it. We wouldn't be there.
So the slod's name is Ores. O-R-E-S-S.
Ores.
Oh, no, I really don't want to kill him.
We didn't kill him. We banished him.
I know, but just in the future, I don't feel comfortable killing him now that we know his name.
He's got a family.
I'm sure he will make you feel very comfortable killing him if you meet again.
I think that breaking it, whether we fix it back or put it in the ocean or whatever, all it does is just make it harder for them to do whatever they wanted to do. So, I still think the bottom of the ocean's really far away. That would take some work.
But if you're saying Kaz could go get it with ease...
I don't think he can, but I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Oh. Anyhow, yeah, I could definitely do that. Not a problem.
I'm sorry, but I think breaking it's probably better because... it's.
Well, let's break it, and then we can keep Tyso.
Do we know what will happen if we break it? Like, will it, like, unleash some kind of, like, terrible arcane backlash or anything like that? That was my main concern.
If I remember correctly, when you were first having the conversation on whether you were going to use it or not, there was something discussed about how that is definitely a possibility. Oh. Because there is just chaos tied to, like, even without using identify or detect magic or anything, you can feel the chaos within this gem.
Oh, so like it could, we kill it, like we crush the crystal and it could come back, the slot.
Or just
it could come back, or like the ship sinks.
Yes, yeah,
or you all get you all get scattered to different realms.
Wild yeah. magic, yeah.
Which
yeah.
that will never happen because I would never want to DM all of you
in different planes. Jay, you say this now.
You hear that? We have God on our side because he doesn't want to work that hard for it.
Damn, Stephen's like, yeah, it's just kill your characters.
TPK, all right.
Clean.
Join the Patreon and maybe it'll happen.
That's right.
What if we destroyed it at the bottom of the ocean? With like a time delay. I don't know.
The more I think about it, the more I think you're right. We should destroy it. And we probably shouldn't destroy it here on the boat.
No.
Maybe we just... destroy it later.
If only there were a big volcano.
Gosh, we could toss it into.
Yeah, throw it in, Mr. Frodo.
No,
I look up
destroy it.
A big volcano. Do I see?
I don't have anything that's gonna explode, not immediately. How would we do that?
I mean, I could cast fireball on again, but it's not a guarantee. Thing. I think it's better to crush it than...
I'd like no one to cast fireball on my ship.
Oh, no, of course.
Oh, really?
Just a point of order.
No, yep, sorry. And he looks down again at his paws.
His paws.
I'm literally looking. I don't know what...
I have shatter, but my range is 60 feet on that one. But it does... A crystal has disadvantage on shatter.
That's a very funny sentence.
It does. It literally says inorganic matter such as stone, crystal, or metal has disadvantage on the saving throw.
I do have a way. Okay, if we're trying to make it be destroyed far away from us, I can help make it more far away from us, but I don't know. Are we sure that it's just localized? Like, whatever is going to happen will for sure only happen in our immediate vicinity, or...
Can we get like a better idea of what would happen if we destroyed it? Something that
I don't think we know.
The Arcana check.
I don't think you could even get that with the Arcana check.
It's like wild magic. Like we got no idea.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
This is some like Elrond Council. Like, well, we can't destroy. Well, if we can't keep it, we can't use it. And then you know,
who's hitting it with Who's hitting it with their axe?
I know, right? Well, I'm done with all this talking. I would have a ukulele, but same idea.
Oh, yeah, that'll do. The ukulele.
Bonk it.
I think I like the... Just putting it in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. I mean, we can destroy it later if we really want to.
We could always... If it could be destroyed by an object, we could just give that object to Tyso and say, when you get there, bonk it. But don't do it till you get there. Be a good baby.
And maybe if he can't destroy it, you can just start digging. Just keep at it.
Yeah, I mean it probably. But if it can't be destroyed with an object, then we just put him overboard.
But what if and just hear me out, I know he's a skelly boy now, but if he gets eaten by something really big while he has it, it will just be just moving around, traveling.
Well, then it'll be on the move. That'll be even harder for them.
Right? I mean, that's something not the best.
But also, I don't know if he's going to get eaten because he is just bones now.
But big glowy gem.
Well, we'll put it... It's going to be hidden in this bag.
Big glowy gem in the bag. Yeah.
Ren thinks of everything.
Great idea. All right. Well.
All right, so tossing it over the edge?
Yeah, I'm going to... very carefully, like, tie the bag, use his ribs to, like, secure it, like, tying knots all around to make sure it's, like, in his actual chest cavity. Like, I think Blossom said.
Make sure it's a good knot.
I'll probably need help with the knots, because my knots are really, really small. But once we get him all set up, we need to put something heavy to him, too. Or he'll float, because he's bones. So we need to make him
bones
heavy.
Bones don't float.
I mean, does the ship have cannons?
I'm not giving you a cannon.
We're going to fire him at a cannon, just aim it straight down? I don't think that's necessary.
No, no, put a cannonball in there with the gem.
Oh, okay, cannonball's fine. Yes, I thought you were asking for an entire cannon.
Put a whole cannon? That's a little overkill. That's expensive.
Yeah, it's more what Rain said, but... you can have a cannonball.
I'm just not even going to try to, so can somebody put a cannonball in him?
I'll do it.
Thank you.
I think we have spent plenty of time on how to get Tysa to the bottom of the ocean.
Yep.
No, we need to describe.
I'm going to give him a kiss goodbye.
We have to have last words.
Last words.
And Tysa slithers over to the edge of the ship and just hops on over.
He's a Yahtzee skeleton.
Yep. And splashes into the water and sinks down. And so I'm sure confidently you can all breathe deep, take a deep breath, knowing that Slod Gem is totally safe.
Mm. It's not. We're not talking about that ever again.
Don't say it that way, Steven.
That's so.
Well, we've got at least a 7.5-hour head start with that non-detection.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No. If anyone does want to go after it, it would be a great challenge.
We've made it really inconvenient, y'all.
So, with that, I'm gonna say. Y'all get a long rest.
Yay.
Wow.
So as you all go off to get some rest, Adi says, I think that we should make more decisions with a little distance between tonight. We'll keep moving out further to sea to hopefully avoid any unwanted encounters. Get some sleep. And if you need anything in the morning, I will be in my cabin. And you all go get some rest in your respective places on the ship. And it's an uninterrupted night's sleep.
Ooh. Both Connie and Anne are very excited to hear this.
As you wake the next day, it's a little later in the morning, probably 10 or 11 before anybody gets their full long rest in. But with a new day, what are you doing? Are you headed back to the city? Trying to find a way in, seeing what the damages are. You were given a couple links to a inn called the Wingenwood. There is definitely going to be some fallout from whatever happened last night. You have Arden Fisher stuff you want to find. What's the plan?
I think that we've just done Arden Fisher a great favor. And Audie, you're right. If we mean to enact any kind of plan here, we're going to need allies. And I think it's time we started leveraging what we've done, right? We've just saved metallurgists and the Stonecutters Union from terrible fate, torn apart to death by a slod, and probably done the city a great favor as well. Go let them know what we've done and see what allies we can gain. And also, I'm very interested to hear more about Arden Fisher's plans with this Faeion project you've been working on.
Very well. We probably shouldn't head directly back to the docks, though. I think our ship will be very conspicuous showing up.
What if I disguise the entire crew to look like gnomes?
Oh, boy.
I don't think it's a matter of disguising us. I think it's a matter of the side of the ship says the scorned and scant.
Well.
And she points to her flag. So there are those sorts of more logistical problems. Also, when you dock, there's the paperwork things that you have to do. I don't currently have any alternate paperwork, unfortunately.
Well, do we have a rowboat?
Yes, I have a couple.
You know, Kaz, you also said we could maybe teleport back. That's something you suggested.
That would be a lot more convenient.
Yeah, that would. Then we could stay close to land, but out of kind of traditional shipping paths. Probably not run into anyone.
I think that makes a lot of sense. All right.
Okay. Well, good luck. Try not to die. Try not to kill too many people that don't deserve it.
That's always the plan.
Lahia looks and says, I promise.
Oh. He's so good.
I'm sure you do.
So, Alehio, have you got anything from your room that you... You know, sometimes you leave it in your room, and I could use, like, a clothes, I suppose, but...
I have this pin that Mr. Fisher gave me when I joined the union.
Perfect.
So, I mean, here's this, and he unpins the metallurgist pin from his school uniform and hands it over to Kaz.
Are we going to go just looking as ourselves?
Time for disguises might be over for now, I think. If we're going to make allies, we should probably...
Oh, that's a good point.
Ariadne and I met that nice bookkeeper lady who recommended that inn in a way that felt like a wink-wink.
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel like she knew we were doing magic.
Yeah. So we might not have to be extremely disguised there. But also they might want us to translate books because we did promise to do that and then I don't think we ever did that.
Oh, that's right. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay. I can help with that. I know any written language and spoken language.
You know every written language?
Yeah, I mean, when you're...
What?
Yeah, don't you?
That's
what? She's flabbergasted. She's just like
it's part of me being a monk. I mean, I can understand any sort of spoken language. So if someone knows how to speak it, I can, you know, help out with that.
I'm sorry, you're saying if I had become a monk instead of a wizard, I could read everything?
Well, it's all spoken language.
Oh my god.
So we could
my life is a waste.
If someone knows it, we could translate it.
All this work for nothing.
Ariadne takes 60 psychic damage.
She just follows Tyso over the edge of the boat.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So what are we going to do about... Oh, out of character. What was that guy's name again? The one that was following us?
The creepy...
The dwarf
dude.
That was, like, stalking us and shooting at us.
Oh.
I don't think we got
him. Yeah.
The fire is shooting at us.
Bout Elf.
I don't have it written down.
We do have the name for sure, but I didn't write it down.
Yeah, no, I have
Dieren?
It.
Was it Dieren? Dren?
Dren.
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 I believe.
That sounds familiar.
What are we going to do about him? Because it's probably going to try to follow us again once he figures out where we are.
Sorry, out of character, how did we learn his name? I thought he was, like, firing at us and we escaped.
Because Rain
I went and followed him. And
oh, that's right. Gotcha. Okay, I'm all caught up. Thank you.
Yeah, I believe it's Dren. I'm trying to...
I'm just saying we should be prepared, because he's probably not done stalking us.
Oh, no, there's... Dren and there'll be others like him. Do we ever find out who hired Dren?
I thought it was you.
Yeah, it's Dren. Dren.
He was on the ship with your cousin.
One of Tali's,
that's right.
Like,
he's working for Tali.
Yeah, Dren is a Black Iron.
Oh, he is a Black Iron.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, tracks. Okay. Well.
Okay, so you are teleporting?
Yep. We're going to be using the stone, or sorry, the pin for the Metallurgist Union, and which will probably just end us. I don't think we want to teleport right into their base.
The idea about his clothes wasn't bad. We could teleport right into his closet.
Yeah.
end up Scooby-Doo style, yeah, like literally. All of you just like entangled, like.
That's on, that is on brand. All right. All right. Alejo, may I would you be so kind as to allow me to touch the hem of your garment?
Sure.
Okay. As you cast teleport, and you all get pulled into this interdimensional space moments later, you arrive in the middle of Alejo's little room, very cramped together. You all do technically fit. One of you's like in the closet. Someone landed on the bed. Just kind of all over the place. And I would like you all to give me a perception check.
Oh boy!
Okay. Already. 11.
16.
5.
Oh, nat 20 for a 22.
Oh, okay.
19.
Okay. So Alejo, you're the first one who notices things. Obviously, some things got a little shuffled with you all landing in this room. But you also notice, kind of classic fantasy, there's a chest at the end of your bed. The lock has been broken. You see clothes tossed all around your room. Your notes, your homework, all that stuff, papers scattered. Someone has clearly been in here. Rain. You hear the sounds of verbal fighting, arguments. There is some sort of very tense situation somewhere happening in this building. Making out exact words, the essence of the message that you hear is it sounds like two separate groups of people. One. Essentially saying, you can't take our stuff. You can't kick us out. This is where we live. This is there. We have nowhere else to go. And then, the other side is, it doesn't matter. By order of the Rhythm, the Metallurgist Guild is shut down. Everyone is to evacuate this building and everything immediately for the assassination of Tyso Ver. And we're gonna have to find out what happens next time on the Fayforge Academy.
Oh my god.
Did we pick like the worst place to show up in?
No. Probably.
Hey, thanks so much for attending the Fayforge Academy today. Before you go, don't forget to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/Fayforge Academy. And also stop by Greenleaf Geek, which is at Greenleaf Geek on Twitter and Instagram, or greenleafgeek.com. Get all your dice needs fulfilled. And don't forget that if you use the code Fayforge on checkout, you'll get 10% off your order. We are also proud members of the Fandamentals Podcast Network, so make sure you go to thefandamentals.com to catch up on all sorts of pop culture and nerd stuff. They have a lot of great articles, a lot of other great podcasts. Check them out. And with that, I am your Dungeon Master, Steven. You can find me on Twitter at @the_baddm.
My name is Ian Gould, and you can find me on Twitter at @engGould.
Hey, I'm Chris. I like to hang out. You can do so alongside me on Twitter at @KissOfHemlock.
Hey, I'm Adelaide Gardner. You can find me at @OAdelaide.
Hi, I'm Emily, or Em, and you can find me at Emily Irv, that's EmilyErv, on Twitter and Instagram.
My name is Michael Sinclair II. You can find me at Michael Critz on Twitter and on Twitch.
Theme music by Dave Cole of the Four Orbs Podcast. For more music, check out D. Cole Music on YouTube. Additional sound effects and music found at zapsplat.com, tabletopaudio.com, and epidemicsound.com. The Faithforge Academy is a proud member of the Fandamentals Podcast Network.